My name's Michelle, and I took part in Peak Endurance's workshop on Mastering Your Menstrual Cycle. I can honestly say that this workshop has given me a new perspective on life. It's equipped me with the knowledge to understand my own body and the phases of the menstrual cycle that it goes through. I found it particularly fascinating that I could relate to the content almost instantly, and why there were days where I felt sluggish to run or days where I felt invincible in the gym. Isabel's workshop has provided me with the tools to fuel better and train smarter.
Hello and welcome back to the Peak Endurance podcast, take two.
Yes. This is one we've recorded earlier. However, the sound didn't work.
I blame the technician who made sure that was working.
We need to fire them and get a new one, I think.
Yes, that would be me. I'm oopsie-daisy, and I uploaded it to YouTube and got 6 views before I realised there was no sound and deleted it. So here we go again, because we've got nothing better to do than just stuff it up the first time and re-record. So we actually, and I also think maybe we recorded it. We just got home from Mount Buller, basically walked in the door, put everything away and sat down and recorded. And I think maybe we were a bit tired.
Possibly, yeah.
That's my excuse and I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, you know, when you're away for the weekend, it's always a tiring experience. So perhaps we should leave those sorts of things to maybe the day after.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. Well, we didn't have time the day after.
That's true.
The day after my, work, you know.
Yes.
That old chestnut. And then my son was coming for dinner. Then Tuesday night I was doing an athlete webinar. And so then it would have only left Wednesday night, which is today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I wanted to put it out before then. So that's why we're doing it now, because you're a bit sick, aren't you, today?
I've had the day off work because I've not been feeling well. And so we've decided to do this.
Yes, instead. So because this is not too taxing. And, you know, it's actually rather current because it's hot. And that's what we're going to be talking about.
Turned out what we were talking about was very...
What's the word? Relevant.
Today, because we did do a run and it was quite warm, and we were quite suffering by the time we finished.
Yes, so we'll get into that in a minute. But firstly, we went up to Buller because that was meant to be the week after Coast to Cozzy that wasn't, and we were going to just have that as a relaxing weekend of mountain biking and whatnot.
Just play out.
So that didn't come to pass because I didn't do Coast to Cozzy and I didn't need to recover, and I've just been doing, you know, easy training. So we didn't bring the mountain bikes because really it is a bit of a pain in the ass. You don't have a bike beak or any way of transporting
it. So it has to go in the back, which means we can't put anything else in the back, which makes it a little bit harder going on.
Yes, that's right. So so we went for a run on the Saturday.
We did, We went for a 31-ish K run. Which took us from the village of Mount Buller down to the base, out to the next town, which is Sawmill Settlement, and then we kind of went up a side road and doubled back and came into Mount Buller via the West Ridge, which kind of comes in via the back of the summit.
And I did West Ridge when I did my Burke Street run. It's quite, you know, it's a bit scrambly. It's nothing. I mean, I've done much worse in Canada, but for Australia, it is a bit scrambly and, you know, technical, and it is quite exposed weather-wise and no mobile reception. So you kind of need to have your wits about you, because if something happens, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a bit harder to get any help. And I rolled my ankle quite badly at 2.5K. It was really, really quite painful. Obviously, I ran another 29 Ks on it. I only whinged a little bit, didn't I?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, only when it hurt.
Yeah,
which was most of the time.
Yeah, but but it was more, I had to be careful on the West Ridge because you're jumping off rocks and you know, you're landing on rocks, and I was really scared of it because when it did lose, really hurt, and I was just lacked confidence in it. And anyway, we got back to the lodge, and it was swollen like a big egg. It was like a big egg on it, and by later that evening, it was red, red. I'm surprised. I thought it would be sort of more brownie, bruising color.
It didn't come out in bruise, it was
No,
just
it didn't come
bright
out. It
red
was just
blood.
really red and big egg. The next day, it went a bit brown, but basically, it healed. It's healed up really quick. I really hammered it with the red light therapy, the flex beam, put that on that heaps, bit of compression, bit of elevation, because they say ice, not ice anymore. And I'm anti-ice, as most people probably know, because ice, it stops the inflammation. Well, it doesn't, re it slows down the healing process because it stops the inflammation. It might stop the pain a little bit, but to be honest, it wasn't, once I wasn't running, it wasn't that painful. It's better to just let the human body do what it is meant to do. Stop trying to bloody, speed it up and hack it and all this sort of stuff. The human body's pretty smart, smarter than your average bear. And so better to just leave it to do its thing, which I did. I mean, I added the flex band because, I just figured why not? And honestly, I've never had something heal so quickly. I mean, we ran trails today and I forgot about it until halfway through, and it's funny. Forgot about it till halfway through because we were running down this rocky bit and my shoe slipped a bit and I went, oh, and I thought, oh my God, what about my ankle? And before that, I'd been fine and not
Hadn't
worried.
even thought about it.
Yeah, after that, I'm like freaking out the whole way because I was so worried. And so that I slowed down a bit on the downhill because I started worrying. But once again, which goes to show the power of the mind, because really it was fine. So there you go. And then the next day up at Bulla, we just did a little jog around
Yeah,
and
just did like a 10K circuit around the village, up to the
took it
summit
easy
today.
because my ankle was sore that day. Sunday it was a bit sore.
Stopped and chatted to people along the
Yes,
way, and
to Ian and Velta
felt.
from the Adventurers with a very sad goodbye, because we love going to races and seeing them. They're just, honestly, if you haven't met them, they are so lovely. And if you have, you know exactly what I mean, because they are just the absolute, they're what trail running people are all about, aren't they? Trail and ultra running, like just so lovely and caring, and they take awesome photos,
That's right. And throughout the last couple of years, we've actually had a lot
to do with
to
them.
do
Yeah.
with them, and we've run into them all over the place.
And
And
they came and took photos
that's right.
from, Bourke Street to Bourke Street, and didn't
They
charge us for
actually
those photos. That was
took time out
lovely.
of their weekend to come all the
Yeah.
way out to Mount Buller to
Yeah.
take photos of Isabel taking,
Yeah.
starting the run.
I
And
mean, and they're just good people, good people. So it's a really sad day, but Jay and Sam will do an awesome job. I absolutely know that. And that, once again, they're lovely people too. Like Samantha and I, we actually talk a lot on Instagram or whatever, Facebook, one of them we're messaging on. I can't keep up with what I'm doing. And they're lovely, and Jay's come to the Poles Clinic, and they are lovely people too. Don't get us wrong, that's not what we're saying. It's just, it's sad. I am really sad because I just love catching up with them,
That's right.
Ian and
It's
Velta.
always a lovely part of the weekend when
Yeah.
you actually catch up, and we always stop and have a chat and
Yeah.
catch
Like
up.
we did, we saw them in the coffee shop. I think, was that was
That was
Sunday?
at the end.
No, that was at the
No. Oh,
beginning.
that was
Yes.
that's
And
right.
then we went up to the top, and Velta was up there and she took some photos, which I've just put on a cover photo on my Facebook. I'm grinning like an idiot. Like, seriously, like, it's not Velta's fault. The photo itself is very good quality. It's just the numpty grinning like Cheshire cat. Seriously, have a look. I look, just some, what do I, it's, I was really happy. All right.
You are,
I
that's
can't
right.
help it. It's not intentional. I just look like an idiot. Anyway.
We were very happy to be where we were,
Yeah, it was
because
just
on the
nice.
summit of Mount Buller, where else would you
A chat with Belcher, and it was really lovely, and I grinned like an idiot. So, but that's my issue. So I put that on, so have a look. Anyway, what we're here today for. Oh, and if you're watching on YouTube, hello, Christmas tree.
Yes, that's right.
So we've actually moved the table around so you can get the Christmas tree in and see it, so that it's Christmas time. I love Christmas. It's been my mission that we watch a bad Christmas movie every day. And by God, that last
We have
Christmas movie was
seen some pretty bad
bad.
ones.
Oh, some good ones.
Well, I mean, you get through the good ones and
Oh
you
my
only learn some bad
God.
ones.
And
And you
I've
only learn some bad
and the good bad ones, I've seen most of them.
ones.
And I know it's about time, but this, oh my God, it was about a man that believes in Santa. And it was just like so bad. It wasn't just the storyline that was crap, it was the acting that was
Yeah, I think
shit.
the casting was unusual.
Yeah, the casting was very
It had a
unusual.
straight guy and a gay guy, and the gay guy looked straight, and the straight guy acted very gay. So
Yeah, so it's like
they
you're
should have
in
gone the reverse.
Congress. But
Very confusing. And
yeah, because the guy that was meant to be straight, seriously, it was gay. But anyway, which is fine, but it's like get your casting right.
that's right. Very
Because then
confusing.
you could not believe it when he was having this relationship with this woman. It just was totally unbelievable, let alone the fact that he believed in Santa.
That's a whole other issue.
Yeah. And not only that, but the special effects were like the worst I've ever seen. Like it was like being back in the 70s or something.
Yeah. That's some very unusual, very dodgy green screen
Yeah.
stuff going on.
Oh my God, it was hilarious, but it was hilariously bad.
Yeah,
So,
it was.
if you've got any bad Christmas movie recommendations for us, let us know. We haven't watched Elf yet. I watch Elf every year, and I like to watch the Polar Express. I'm getting a little bored with Love Actually. I've watched that every year. I even went so far a few years ago before Netflix and all that was a huge thing. I actually bought
The DVD.
no, not the DVD. I bought it on YouTube, so I've paid for Love
Oh,
Actually, and
yes, you have too. Yeah, that's
I
right.
have it because my daughter and I like to watch it every year. It was
That's
something
right.
we did. This was before you,
Yeah.
and but now of course you can just watch it on anything,
Yeah.
and I paid like $25 for it, but whatever. But I'm kind of getting sick of that now. I hate it when what's his name cheats on what's her name. Every year I get really angry at him, and I can't handle it anymore.
And Professor Snape cheats
Yes,
on
that's right.
Professor, what's her name? I
I
don't
don't know.
know.
Yes, and that's exactly right. They're not even those people. They're bloody, yes, it's Snape. I know. It's very, firstly, I can't handle that. And secondly, I get angry each year, so it's pointless. Well, not so much angry, but upset for her because she gets, it's like, not really, anyway. So I've got to pass that on. So, but Elf, I do love Elf, and I do love Polar Express. So they're coming up.
Yes, they we
So
watch them between now and
if you've
Christmas.
got any other bad, and when I say bad, I don't mean violent or aggressive. I mean like really kitsch and
Yeah.
really, oh my God, there's some real bad ones.
Yes.
Like seriously. And they all involve a handsome stranger, handsome farmhand or a Scottish laird or
Or a lady who's unlucky in love
yeah,
that
well that's
finds love.
part of
Yeah,
it. And she finds the handsome farmer or the and it's all around Christmas. It's like it's so pathetic. So we're trying not to watch those ones too much, but that doesn't leave much else. Anyway. All of those are set in winter. They're all the
Yes,
white
they
Christmas.
are. Yeah.
And unfortunately, the only white we have is the glare of the sunlight. So
That's all.
we're talking about running in the heat, which is a thing. It's a horrible, horrible thing. Yesterday I went to do a quality session and it wasn't just hot, it was so humid and I just felt crappy. And I mean, the actual intervals I did were okay. It was the warm-up that was the
Yeah.
worst part. I just felt like I couldn't breathe, quite frankly, just from the humidity. You've got to keep doing it, keep running, because if you just stop for summer, A, you will never get fit, and B, you're never going to acclimatize. It takes a couple of weeks to acclimatize.
Yeah, that's right. And I yesterday went from ran home from the gym, and I
Yeah.
was already the gym was so hot, I was already
Yes.
sweaty before I even started.
Yeah.
And then it was like 32, 33 degrees, and I
And sunny, like when
yeah,
I
can't
ran it,
get
because I ran in the morning, it was grey and overcast and it wasn't as hot yet. It was probably more humid, but it wasn't as hot. So we're going to talk about different things you can do. Now I'm going to talk the science here first because that's my role. So when you run in, and I've got notes here, if you notice on the YouTube that I'm looking on the YouTube video that I'm looking down, that's why. So when you run in hot weather, your body has to work harder to cool itself off. I mean, obviously that makes sense. And your body does this by directing more blood flow towards the surface of your skin to help dissipate the heat. So obviously when this happens, you've got less blood flowing to your muscles, and therefore less oxygen is available to create energy for those working muscles. Therefore, your heart has to work harder in order to try and accomplish both cooling and running at the same time. This results in an increased heart rate, which in turn affects your rate of a perceived exertion, of course. Obviously, it's the effort seems harder. And this will cause you to slow down. And it's actually a safety mechanism of the body causing you to slow down so that you don't overcook yourself too much. Also, while your body is doing that, it also secretes sweat to enable you to lose heat energy when your sweat evaporates, which is why humidity is hard because it doesn't evaporate as easily in humidity. But even with increased blood flow and sweating, your core body temperature rises during exercise, which is why you can start to feel overwhelmed. And that's why it's super important to drink to thirst. And we say that now rather than drink X amount, because running regardless in any time of year will dehydrate you a little bit. A little bit of dehydration is okay. I'm not talking massive, but a little bit. And we have to be careful about drinking too much because of hypernatremia. So that's why the recommendation now is drink to thirst. But I can tell you, I get so thirsty sometimes I could probably get hypernatremia. So,
So there have been runs where I've actually told you to slow
yeah,
down.
because I'm drinking too much.
It's, you know, you're drinking almost twice as much as I am.
Yeah,
And I tend to drink a fair bit. So I know if Isabel's drinking more than me, she's probably drinking a bit too much.
because I have A, a
Because
smaller body, and B, I normally drink virtually nothing.
And on a cool, yeah, on a cooler day, I tend to drink more than you. So
Yeah,
when you
way more.
drink, when you're drinking more than me, I know there's
Yeah, especially when it's plain
something.
water. If it's electrolytes, then it's not as bad, because the reason you get hypernatremia is because basically you've watered your body down and there's not enough electrolytes in your kind of big sloshy water. Now, it's a good idea to wear a hat in hot weather. I know, I remember when I did Coast to Cozzy last year, like, oh my God, I needed a hat so bad, just the constant sun on your face. But I certainly wear a visor because my hair is keeps a lot of heat in my head, and I prefer with a visor that the heat can dissipate off my head. A hat can keep the heat in your head, but of course you could wet it at bubblers or put ice in it if it's in a race. You used to wear a hat all the time. What's
I've felt as I've gotten older, like
in the last 2 years?
the last couple of years,
Paged you being with me,
my
right?
the something in my head bothers me.
Yes, and that's why I don't wear a
I
hat
guess it's
generally.
as my hair thins out, the hat on my head starts to
The
bother me.
grey hair doesn't like the hat, right?
That's it.
Don't give me that look.
I've worn a hat less and less. I tend to only wear a hat when it's really sunny or when it's
Just when
raining.
I met you used to always wear a hat. But it is a personal preference thing, and I mean, a lot of people wear hats because they don't want to get wrinkly faces, but too late for us, right?
That's right.
It's more to keep sun off you and all that, and to protect your eyes. I mean, I wear sunglasses. Eyes actually get a lot of damage from the sun if you're not careful because of the UV rays. And so I like to wear proper sunnies, but even then, I mean, sunnies can get annoying too. I get really hot and sweaty behind them sometimes. And just generally avoid direct sunlight as much as possible. It's funny because normally we'll be running and I'll stop for some reason or whatever.
Always
I'll run from the shade and I'll stop in the direct sunlight. And you go, can't we just stop in the shade? And I'm like, what?
You're calling me back, and I'm going, no, let's go on this way to the
Yeah,
shade.
look at the map there. You can wet, pour water on yourself, those sorts of things, because it is possible to get overheated, and signs of that are high fever, overly flushed face, because of course some people just naturally get a flushed face just from exercising, hallucinations, nausea, headache, confusion, and an extra high heart rate. Obviously, when you're running, your heart rate goes up, but an extra high heart rate. So if you experience these symptoms, you need to slow your to a walk or stop and sit down in the shade to drop your heart rate down. Pour water on yourself. Now, when we were in Austria, I started to experience heat
You
exhaustion.
did, yeah.
Yeah, like we were coming in at the end of the 50K, and I was just like, well, we came into the tent. Before that, I'd started to feel overwhelmed. And then we're in the tent, and I felt like I had a fever, like, chills and goosebumps, even though it was like 30 odd degrees. And you said I went some funky colors.
That's right. You went very pale. Like, we were talking, we were dealing with our,
Drop bag.
drop bags and looking down, and then I glanced up at you when you said something, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're like dead white,
I think I said, I don't feel well.
and you were like so pale. I was like, oh, hang on a minute,
And
so
I'm not a pale person. So we poured like a liter and a half water over my head because it's good to pour it on my head because my hair keeps the water there, keeps my head wet, and just all down my back and everywhere because just cool the body down. That's what you need to do, cool the body down. And we slowed, like we were heading out of town. It was fairly flat, first loop. We ran all of it. This time we walked and started to run a bit while we walked around it, and we really slowed that second loop down.
Yeah, and that particular, the next 4 or 5 Ks was exposed because it was running, we were running through town and along, along the train line, before we, turned back into the forest. But while we were out and exposed, we had to take care and slow down. Once we got into the, because that was a very canopied forest, once we got into that, it got cooler and you got cooler.
Yes, that's right. And that was another time when I was drinking too much.
Yeah, and then that's right. And then
I had drunk like
you went,
2 liters by
yeah,
the time we'd done like 10K.
that's
And
right.
you're like, and I was starting to feel a bit dizzy and shit. So that was, I
Yeah,
had
so
to
that was one of
stop.
those ones where I've said, hang on, you need to slow
Stop.
down, you're drinking a little bit.
So you really, in the heat, you've got to listen to your body. If I just kept pushing through on all of those levels, I could have ended up in trouble. But I listened, I slowed down, poured water, I stopped drinking when it was getting ridiculous. Now on so that's during a race, you need to listen to your body. Like, but I run in the mornings to avoid the heat because generally I don't race in summer. But if you are going to be racing and it's going to be hot, you do need to do some of your training during the heat of the day. Just make sure you slow your pace down. And if you're doing an interval session, don't aim for the same pace as you would normally in the cool. Slow them down a little bit because otherwise you're just going to overcook yourself. Your body knows effort. Your body does not know pace. So it doesn't know if you're doing 420 pace or 440 pace, right? It knows effort, and it's the effort that causes the changes within the body. So aiming to get the 420 pace, but cooking yourself in the process is not going to improve your fitness or your speed or anything. So if you have to change, slow it down to 440, 450, whatever pace, five, then that's what you have to
So
do.
yeah, focus on your effort, not your pace.
Now you run in the afternoons because you start work at the ass crack of
I
dawn.
do, which also means that when I finish work, it's 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
Zenith
and it's
heat.
the very hottest part of the day. Which is when I tend to run, because if I don't run as soon as I get home, then I probably won't run.
Yeah, I mean,
So
technically you could wait till 7 o'clock,
I could,
then
but if I did that, then there'd be I'd only train
you'd be
like
like,
a
Isabel's sitting there watching television. I should be sitting and watching
That's
television.
right. So I tend to run in the heat of the day a lot more, which then means granted, I don't do the workouts that you do. I tend, I just do easy runs mostly nowadays, now that I'm an old man.
Oh, God.
And
It's his birthday tomorrow. He'll still be younger than me, though.
turning, what did that movie say? I'm turning 57.
Oh, that was the
The do-over. Yeah, so you always overstate how old you are.
But then everyone goes, "Wow, you look so young."
So yes, I'll be turning.
I'm 53. I'm overstating
I'll be turning 68 next
it.
tomorrow.
That's what David Spade said.
So,
Anyway, you
but
have to watch the
anyway,
movie.
so what that means is generally when I'm running on, in the heat of the day, I might, stop occasionally if there's shade, just to help cool my body down. Like I tend not to, unless I'm stopping red lights and things, I tend not to stop too much while I'm running my easy runs. But on a hot day, I might stop. I might look for a tap, maybe, or if I'm not carrying a water bottle, some days if it's really hot, I'll carry a water bottle. But quite often I'll just stop where I know there's a tap and, douse my face. And, just stand. If there's a bit of a breeze, I'll wet my face and then just stand in the cool air. And that cools you down really quickly.
You just have to be really careful. And honestly, I wouldn't overly recommend doing quality sessions in the heat of the day like that. I think at that point, like if it's over 30 degrees and you've got a quality session, I would say do it on the treadmill with some air conditioning or a fan blasting on you, because any improvements you could possibly get from the quality session is negated by your body dying from the heat. And so you need to think about it within yourself. Is this going to improve me or is this going to make me worse? And this is where having a coach like myself comes in. Like I've got clients who have to train later in the day. I've been talking with them. I get her to do them on the treadmill, so I give her all the paces for on the treadmill. I have other clients, that they can't get access to a treadmill, so we talk about different times of day. We change the paces. This is where having a coach really helps and someone to bounce off. Often it's just as simple as, should I be doing this in 35 degree heat? And having the coach go, no. We'll change it to another day. Like I've changed time trials and all sorts of things because it's just too hot to do them because you can't really do them on the treadmill. So a coach can really help with that sort of thing, just being the voice of reason, quite
Yeah, that's
frankly.
right. Yeah.
And because sometimes, although we know within ourselves, we need someone else to give us permission to do the right thing, even though we don't really, but
It helps.
it helps because otherwise you're not sure if you're just being soft. So that's the benefit of having a coach. One of the many, obviously.
Yes, that's right.
Not that I'm biased. But yeah, so you do all your runs in the heat of the day. And I mean, like even on the weekend, I used to pre you get up at, 5 o'clock on a Saturday morning and get my run in before it got too god awful hot. But you, Mr. Sleepyhead, like to sleep in
I
and
do.
making me run in the heat of the day.
I do, because I don't get to sleep in during the week.
Neither do I.
My alarm, for the last God knows how long has gone off at,
Yes.
5 o'clock in the morning. And, so on the weekends, I do, when I say asleep in, we get up at 5:30.
We don't get up at 5:30. We wake up and then we have a
Wake up,
coffee in bed.
in bed, and then we get up,
3 hours
another
later.
coffee and some toast. And so
Whereas I used to just get up and go for a run. I actually need a
half the
coffee
time
to
it's, 8 o'clock by the time we get out the door.
if we're lucky.
Yeah, so but in the heat of it, I guess like today we got up and we were out running by about
6:30.
6:30.
I know,
So
and I was cracking the whip. I'm like, come on, I'm ready. It was like waiting for a girl to get ready for a night out. I swear to God, I thought you were putting your makeup on in
no, just eyeliner.
there. Okay.
So yeah, it is, it does pay, obviously when you can to do your runs early. But
So yes.
there is no way that I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to run.
No.
I know if I told myself I had to do that once again, I wouldn't do
Well, I mean, I used to do all that
it.
stuff, but I don't think I could do it now because the misery is just, I just can't do it.
Yeah. And back then, I mean, you were taking your running very seriously and, no, but
Yes,
more seriously.
seriously. Yes.
Whereas, yeah, I've never
Yeah.
done, never been at the pointy end and never taken my running quite so seriously. So I
Yes.
dare say if I set my alarm for 4 o'clock, there would be many mornings where I'd press the
Sweaty.
alarm and roll
Yes.
over.
Turn it off, roll over.
Yep.
No, fair
So,
enough. Absolutely.
yeah.
And so anyway, so that's running in the heat. Did you have any other points you wanted to
No,
make
I
or
think so.
any thoughts?
Just stay hydrated.
Look after
Yeah,
yourself.
look after yourself.
Listen to your body.
Even, develop some routes that you can run where it takes you past taps
Bubblers and
or
that.
past, or more shady areas. Just run sensible. Don't run on the sunny side of the street. There's generally shadier side, particularly later in the day. So yeah, just be sensible about your running.
Good advice. You know what? You should be a coach.
I should, but wait.
Oh,
Oh, that's
what?
right. Yeah.
So, just in breaking news, did you like my segue? I thought that was pretty
That
awesome.
was
It
awesome.
was, it was. So, I've obviously got peak endurance coaching and I have Zoe, it started to
It's
rain,
started to rain.
as one of our coaches as well. And I just thought, in this day of equality, we should have a male coach as well. So, you're not going to check the weather, are you?
I'm just, this is typical Melbourne
Yes.
and it's what,
32
32
degrees.
degrees outside. And guess what?
It's
It's
raining.
just started raining.
Yes. Because
That's
God forbid we should have sun to
all
make us feel happy.
right.
So I've decided that I would like to have a male coach, and who better than Ron?
Oh, yes, that's me.
Because he pretty much lives and breathes
I
peak
do.
endurance coaching just like I do. So he understands the philosophy, and I can easy to train him in my methodology.
Yeah.
But Ron is also doing the UESCA certification, so he would
Okay,
be an
so
ultra running
that's right.
certified coach.
So I've been running for, you know, nearly 15 years myself, and now I'm learning to, you know, coach properly,
Yes.
in a certified and competent way.
Because it's all well and good to say I'm a runner, I know how to run, but as you know, every person is completely different, and just basing it on how it worked for you is not necessarily going to help anybody else.
No,
So we
that's
like to
right.
base the peak endurance coaching programs on science, research, and yes, experience as well.
Yeah, but experience does come
It
into it.
helps because that helps with the application of the science and the research. But at the end of the day, the science and the research is what has got the guiding principles
Yes.
for peak endurance coaching programs. So that is happening. So Ron is currently working on that. He's been doing a bit of reading today to get
Yeah.
through all the stuff because it's a lot,
It's
isn't
a
it?
big book.
A lot of work, and you've got to do all these little tests and
Yeah.
exams as you go along. And he should be done and ready to start coaching by, I would say, approximately February.
Yeah,
So
right.
if
Yeah.
you want to get on the waiting list to be coached by Ron, please,
And who wouldn't?
yeah, right? Please email me and we'll get you started, get the process started basically, because I reckon you will be quite popular, just like Zoe has been
Yeah,
popular
hope
as
so.
well. Yes, I'm sure you will. I'm sure it's okay. I'm sure you will. And so that's what's happening with peak endurance coaching as we grow. And it certainly makes it easier because with you, like being married to me, we can talk about
That's right.
how everything's going with the clients. So it's kind
That's
of
right.
having Ron as your coach, but even with Zoe, basically, I'm there as in the background, you know,
Direct,
checking
yeah,
in and
correcting
making
and
sure it's
yep.
going the way it should
Yep.
and keeping an eye on everything. So yes, so that is how that is going to work. So email me if you would like Ron to be your coach, not coach to be your Ron.
No.
Ron to be your coach. Anyway, I hope you have enjoyed this podcast with tips about running in the heat. I think we did a good job considering we've already done this.
Yeah, no, it's exactly the same as the first time we did
I think this one's better, to be honest,
it.
way better. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry
We won't
Christmas.
be putting one out before Christmas.
No.
It'll be after Christmas.
Yep.
So have a Merry Christmas. Have an awesome and wonderful time with friends, families, loved ones. It's a very special time of year, not just because of all the bloody presents, which to me, that's not the focus. To me, the focus is family and reconnecting with people that you might not see that often and sharing the love, basically. So, yes, Merry Christmas.
Enjoy your Christmases, not too much.
Yes.
Eat the things you'd like to eat, just not in excess.
Yes, in moderation.
In moderation.
Yes. And yes, because you don't want to have to put yourself, you don't have to put yourself right back, you know, back a few steps, you know. Keep your goals in mind, but still enjoy it. Don't be that person who goes, no, I'm not going to eat this, I can't eat that, I can't. Don't be difficult. Have a few treats.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a few treats. I have a few treats, but in moderation.
Yep.
So enjoy your Christmas. And we will catch you on the flip side.
Yes. Bye.
See you later.